Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
All right, places, please. The Daily Mix Show is on deck. Guitars plugged in. Drums ready to go. Chickens.
They're a-clucking.
Other animals. And action.
This is the Daily Mix Show on The Rock with Taryn Daly and Steve Miggs.
While listening to the Daily Mix Show, please refrain from any unnecessary finger gesturing.
99.9 KISW.
Good morning, everyone. Happy Thirsty Thursday. Steve Miggs, the drive-in this morning looked a little eerie, didn't it, compared to the last couple days?
A little darker. Yeah.
I felt like I was driving toward the part of a horror movie that everybody's supposed to be driving away from. That's what it looked like. Like coming through Everett, I'm like, what is happening down there?
Just don't get out of your car when you have that slow guy in a hockey mask with a machete. Don't trip over a log. Don't have sex in the cabin.
You know, absolutely not.
All of these things while driving into work.
We have learned all of these things. Yes. Don't make those mistakes. But, you know, it was not that big of a deal. But I thought, like, are we getting rain today? Because I kind of like it when it rains, because then I don't have to water the garden.
Yeah, that is the one benefit when the weather gets a little bit hotter. I'm like, oh, I gotta go put the sprinkler outside. Even though I have a small patch of grass, it's still gonna turn brown if I don't water it.
I mean, ours is already starting to do that. Yeah. We're barely halfway into June right now.
See, your mindset was a little bit different. You're looking at the glass half full when it comes to the weather. I saw that today it's gonna be hitting a high of like 68, 69 degrees. I'm like, oh, that summer's gone already. Even though we haven't even had summer yet. Like, what the hell is happening? We're talking about weather already.
We're old people. That's what it is.
Yes, that was a very old conversation.
Do you know what else old people like? They like to be informed.
Okay.
Will you help me inform the Rockaholics?
I got you.
Let's do it.
Knowledge is power.
So give us five-ish minutes, and we'll give you some interesting stuff you can talk about at work. This is the Daily Migs Download.
A.K.A. the DMD.
Here's your daily dose of doings happening in the world.
And the DMD is brought to you by Palace Law. And you know what? I'm just going to play this music because today it's a day to celebrate. Do you know this song?
No.
What?
What is it?
Danny, do you know it?
Is there a king coming to town? What is this?
Yeah, I thought it was like America's birthday.
What? You guys don't know this? Do I have to put on a cape? Is it Star
Trek? Super Steve?
It's not Star Trek.
Oh. Star Wars.
Superman.
Thank you. Oh. How did you get that?
He said cape.
Oh. Faster than a speeding bullet. Or what was it? A speeding train. It's National Superman Day. And clearly, we are celebrating it. Okay, I'm going
to
just stop.
Is that why you're wearing spandex from head to toe?
No, it's just Thursday. And they've just released a brand new trailer for the film, which clearly everybody in this room is very excited about.
So
the new
excited.
Superman film. It's the first film in the rebooted DC universe. It's going to be directed by James Gunn. It should be better than the other ones, which have all been kind of a... questionable. Some have been a pile of crap. Other ones are like, that's all right.
I have nothing to compare it to because I've never seen one.
Well, okay, so we're going to start fresh. We should all go together.
Okay.
So starring as Superman, I don't know who this is. David Corn Sweat?
Corn
Sweat?
Never heard of him.
Good old Corn Sweat. He's the Man of Steel. Sad news in the world of music yesterday. You know, it's funny how, like, you don't expect something's going to hit you, because I haven't really been listening to the Beach Boys in forever, but there was a time in my life where I listened to them a lot, mainly Pet Sounds and the Smile record, because I liked it when they were trippy. I liked the songs that were written by Brian Wilson, not when they kind of became Kokomo and just cheesy. But sadly, he passed away yesterday at the age of 82. He's battled some health issues over the year. He's been dealing with dementia as well. And he's just had a rough go when it comes to life in general. But he kicked out so many incredible songs. And if you weren't even a Beach Boys fan, chances are your favorite band was influenced by the Beach Boys.
100%. I saw John Stamos did a nice tribute to him yesterday, too. Yeah, we were a big Beach Boys house for sure.
I mean, hell, even the Beatles, like... They looked at the Beach Boys kind of as like, you know, when the Beach Boys got trippy, the Beatles were like, we should grow up too.
Let's shift.
And even Paul McCartney, he considers God Only Knows as the greatest song ever written.
It's a real toe tapper, that's for sure. The Indiana Pacers are now two wins away from their first ever NBA title. They defeated the Oklahoma City Thunder 116-107.
Did you watch the game last night?
We did.
I put it on. They were winning big, and it was like 4 minutes left in the fourth quarter, and I'm like, this will take way too long. I'm going to put on something else.
And you're absolutely right. We did wait till the end. It took forever. I was falling asleep on the couch like, come on, boys. Let's figure this out. But this is kind of a cool statistic. Teams that win game three of a tied finals go on to win the championship over 80% of the time.
Good.
I love those little goofy tidbits.
I hope Oklahoma City doesn't win another game.
I'm with you.
Forever.
Game four of the Stanley Cup final tonight at 5 o'clock. Eastern time on TNT. Let's go, Oilers.
You know what that means?
Showtime.
Yeah. I know. Come on. They got to bounce back after getting spanked 6-1. Speaking of getting spanked, freaking Mariners. I mean, I don't even know if we want to talk about it anymore. They're going to turn it around. I still have faith, but they're a game under 500. They're now tied for second with the Angels. The Astros are four games up in first place. It's been a rough go recently, and it didn't help when your former player, Eugenio Suarez, hits a grand slam in the sixth inning to help the Diamondbacks win 5-2, and they ended up sweeping that series. As far as weather, hitting a high of 69 degrees.
Nice.
The DMD is brought to you by Snoqualmie Casino and Hotel, and that's what's up.
The Daily Mix Show.
Next Wednesday, take the day off and come watch the Mariners take on the Red Sox with us. The Daily Mix Show has your hookup on discounted tickets.
Yes, for a good cause, too.
A $2 from every ticket sold is going to benefit the National MS Society, so play hooky with us. Get those tickets at KISW.com.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This past Monday morning, a man did what no other man has ever done before.
At least we think.
We're pretty certain. It happened at the Miles Montgomery Golf Classic. A man hit a hole-in-one while standing atop a toilet bowl.
There's no way you don't fall.
Go for it.
Oh!
Right down the fairway. And it was at that moment, everybody was hugging each other. Strangers, even. Everybody was losing their mind on that hole.
It was a beautiful bromance.
And it brought out one of the greatest sounds I've ever heard.
Oh!
Well, then we had Miles join us in the studio.
So we're on a campaign. I think we're all trying to make it happen so that, like, Barstool or ESPN or one texter even said Golfers Weekly. One of these places has got to pick up on it. It's so dumb, you would think they would.
Yeah, we got to keep working on that. We got to keep sending it out and manifesting it.
Our PR team is failing us.
Miles ended up joining us in the studio, and we chatted a bit more about it. And now we have the man,
Good morning.
The legend with us.
God.
The one whose name is on the tournament, Miles Montgomery.
You could hear the roar of that crowd.
Bro.
At CenturyLink, when that guy hit that hole-in-one. I mean, I thought the entire golf course blew up.
Were you standing there when it happened?
I was right beside that hole.
Oh,
so
my
I was there all day at 16, and I was playing with each individual team. I got one shot. And, I mean, I see Ted jump up and down. And he was hot. And, you know, Steve's losing his mind. And I don't even think Steve pays attention to anything.
No.
I mean, ever.
No.
Like, you know, like, we hold his hand and walk in places.
And thank God Mike is filming it.
Yeah. Oh, it was absolutely awesome.
What are the odds?
It was a great day. It really was. Thank you guys for coming out early, man, and doing that.
We had so much fun.
Walked in today real quick, and there's no one here.
No, everybody's hungover.
We are professionals. Just remember that. We go have fun, and we get the job done, but we show up to work, right?
That's our boss canceled our usual meeting.
I know, like, all the things. Like, now we're here.
Dude, that was so much fun. I can't wait for next. We got to do another one, right?
I'm hoping so. Everyone said they had a blast. I did zero complaints. I mean, everyone's like, this is awesome.
Can I ask a random question of you, Miles? Because I know you play in a lot of these golf tournaments. Are they typically named after someone who is still alive, or are a lot of the...
No, they're all dead. I mean, I feel like you're the only alive person I know. I'm in bed by 8:30. I don't have a life. I eat oatmeal. I mean, I'm right there.
It was a love fest, man. So how do we get this footage in the hands of, like, ESPN and Barstool
Sports?
That's
what I was kind of trying to noodle through last night, too.
Right.
Like, this is something that, like, people need to see this.
Yes.
They just need to see what happened.
We got to make it happen.
I don't know.
Keep informing them.
It was so much fun. That was definitely one of those things where I feel like that guy will forever. I bet this weekend when he's drinking with his buddies, he'll pull out his phone and be like, look what I did.
And the weekend after that, and the weekend after that, and the weekend after that. This guy will get to brag about this for the rest of his life.
Yeah. Do you have anything like that? Like something just so completely ridiculous that you just love sharing with everybody?
I mean, the time that I swallowed more live goldfish than anyone else, any other female at the party.
I don't know what you did. I still don't believe it. I think you got to prove that actually happened.
Seven live goldfish.
Do you have any video of it?
Oh, this was before people were capturing video on their cell phones, Steve. We barely even had Facebook.
I'm sure you had like a court sketch guy that could have...
Oh my God.
We could recreate it.
We could recreate it. Oh my God, but I feel like the PETA people might come after me if I was just, you know, murdering goldfish with my stomach acid.
So we'll do it at a sushi restaurant, so it's not as weird. Right?
Oh, God. 206-803-ROCK. What about you? Maybe it's a ridiculous moment, like hitting a hole-in-one off of a toilet seat. What is that one moment that you will forever talk about that's totally ridiculous? 206-803-ROCK.
The Daily Mix Show.
The Daily Mix Show.
It's got to be a wild, unbelievable moment that you never stop talking about. 206-803-ROCK. What was that moment for you? Call now, 206-803-ROCK, and we will take your calls after Smashing Pumpkins. Inspired by our friend at the Miles Montgomery Golf Classic, shooting a hole-in-one off of a toilet seat, what is that one wild or unbelievable moment that you will never stop talking about in your life? 206-803-ROCK.
I love this one because it makes me think about the Seahawks back when they won the Super Bowl. This is from a man that calls himself Jazzman, or it could be a female, I can't tell. Mm. But I was at the Super Bowl parade in downtown Seattle with my mouth wide open waiting for Marshawn to pass by, and sure enough, he threw me a Skittles and it landed right in the side of my mouth. I'll never forget it.
That's like being blessed by the Pope.
Quite up there. I actually think it's better than being blessed by the Pope.
I would take that over being blessed by the Pope any day.
Why is Marshawn Lynch our Pope? I mean, if we're going to be making popes from Chicago, we might as well have Marshawn. Beast mode Pope.
Lean into it all the way.
Beast Pope.
Oh, I love that. Let's start a petition.
Okay. Oh, wow. Somebody texts in, is keeping in line with Seattle sports. I once caught a foul ball at a Mariners game with a nacho tray in one hand. My wife still gives me a hard time because I constantly bring it up.
Wow. Okay, that's rad.
Yeah, you need a new wife. Wow. She should be proud of you for that.
Were the nachos ruined, though?
I don't know. I would think that he would say that if the nachos went everywhere.
Oh, could you imagine getting just like splattered with nacho
I don't know
cheese?
Anybody. I know we've had people call in before and tell stories about catching foul ball. I don't know anyone that's ever caught a foul ball.
I've been hit by a foul ball.
At the Everett Aquasox game.
Yeah, the Aquasox game. That was not fun at all. Don't recommend.
Where did it hit you again?
Like
in the back,
right?
Right
in the shoulder blade, yeah. Oh, it took me down. Knocked the wind out of me. I didn't even see it coming, Steve.
I mean, we're going to the ball game on Wednesday. Should we try and recreate it?
No.
Should we get we should get a Mariners jersey. Not requires paying money, but if we had the time and the cash, we should get Taryn a Mariners jersey with a giant target on the back.
Yeah. Oh, that's terrible, guys. What do you think the odds are that someone could get hit with a foul ball twice in their life?
Pretty slim.
If anybody could make it happen, though, I feel like it would
be. But you know what? We never thought somebody was going to hit a hole-in-one on a toilet bowl. Oh, so, I mean, dreams can come true.
Here we are.
Somebody texted and said, my dog once locked me out of the house while I was wearing only a robe. I had to crawl through the doggy door, and my neighbor saw it, LOL.
I've heard of that happening in a car before, like where your dog steps on the lock when you get out of the car. Mm-hmm. But never the house. That would be pretty brutal.
Nothing bad happened. I wasn't in a robe or anything like that, but Tatum has locked me out of our house before. Because she's good with like closing the back door, but we just tell her to close the screen. Because it's like a screen and then the actual sliding glass door. She'll close that sliding glass door, and if she forgets, she'll just, you know, move the lever, and now I'm locked outside, and I'm like, okay, this is awkward.
Well, safety first. I'm glad she's locking the doors. That's a good, you know, she's learned a good lesson in life to lock the doors.
Yeah, but then there are times I get home, and I let the dogs out, like, the door is unlocked. So maybe she is trying to keep me out of the house.
I think it's obviously you're the problem.
You know what the one that I have a few that I thought of one when we were listening to the Smashing Pumpkins 1979. Many, many years ago when I worked at the End, the Smashing Pumpkins performed an End session. And that's like a small, intimate concert with just a handful of listeners that win it. So we did it somewhere in Columbia City, I think at the Columbia City Theater. I can't remember that, but Chris Novoselic from Nirvana decided to come and check it out, which was really freaking cool. And then I realized while I'm watching Smashing Pumpkins perform 1979, I look right next to me and there's Chris just standing right next to me. And mind you, he's never been the type that dresses conventional.
Nope.
I'm pretty sure he had plans to go fishing after this concert because he had like those fishing boots, the
galoshes.
Ones that, yes.
Like you're like the waiters. Yeah.
Yes, and they were pulled over his jeans, and he's just grooving to the Smashing Pumpkins 1979. Every time I hear that song, I instantly picture the time that I was kind of sort of dancing with Chris Novoselic of Nirvana. No, mind you, I was just standing there side-eyeing him like, what the hell's going on? But it was awesome.
Oh, I mean, you should have asked him to go fishing with you.
Okay, next time.
Next time.
I don't even know if he was going fishing. Maybe he was just jumping in some muddy puddles. I have no idea.
Oh, my God. Legendary.
Danny, what about you? Do you have one that you always love to bring up?
I mean,
that's ridiculous.
It's not ridiculous necessarily. The one that like everyone just always reminds me of was when I got hit by a car in fifth grade.
And I don't know this one.
Oh yeah, I cracked my head open. I was riding my bike.
That explains it.
And my hair too. Yeah, no, I was riding my bike in fifth grade and I got hit by a car from behind and I did a flippy flip on my bike and fell off and skinned my whole back, cracked my head open.
Oh. How many staples or stitches?
I think I had like 9 to 15 stitches in my head, and then they had to do like the whole graphing of my skin on my back because it was essentially just like
hamburger.
Yeah, hamburger in my back. It was pretty crazy, and like that's one that my family will still just bring up today. It was just like, hey, remember when Daniel got hit by a car?
Wow,
it does explain so many things about
wow,
you.
Wow, okay.
My brother one time got hit by a car, and I'll never forget that. Like when we were kids, and it was right in front of our house. We're all playing, I think, like wiffle ball. Mm-hmm. All of a sudden, you hear that loud sound of a car going. And like there was like bushes, but the bushes weren't super high, but they're high enough so you can't see the car. So we couldn't see happened. But I saw my brother flying in the air. It was, dude, like I thought I saw my brother get murdered. And thankfully he was fine. I mean, he had some like knee issues after that for a little bit, but like it could have been way worse.
Walk it off, kid.
You're right.
The Daily Mix Show.
How would you like to try to beat Steve this morning with a record of 194 wins, 62 losses, and 46 ties in 2025? 206-803-ROCK. We're going to put a stop to this. We're going to play Beat Migs at 650.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.